Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I have two partial wombats tonight coming up later. We're going to start off with I Washed My Hands in Muddy Waters by Charlie Rich. A lot of songs tell stories. They all tell stories in some ways, but some more than others. This is a man who got off to a bad start and really didn't get out of it. And it tells the story, I think, with a little bit of a panache. So I bring you Charlie Rich with I Washed My Hands in Muddy Waters.
Well, I was born and made in Georgia. Care for my daddy.
I Washed My Hands in Muddy Waters by Charlie Rich. Well, next up is one of the most relaxing songs I know. It's called Sailing. It's by Christopher Cross. It was a number one hit in 1980. And I have a friend who has a sailboat. I have several friends who've had sailboats. And when things are going well, it's wonderful on a sailboat. It's just the most relaxing thing, the wind and the sea. I mean, no engines going, no sounds, just the wind. But when it's not going well, it is a real pain. And my friend Andy took me over to Santa Catalina from California a couple of years ago. And it was a wonderful trip most of the way, but we got in trouble a few times. Andy is an experienced sailor on small boats, you know, like 12, 14 feet. This larger boat he'd bought was a challenge. But when it's going well, it's like this song. So this is Christopher Cross. Chris Cross singing Sailing, one of the most relaxing songs I know.
Oh, but it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Neverland, no reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the candles can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me.
That was Sailing by Christopher Cross. Well, next up is a country music song. It's Fancy Free by the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys are one of my favorite groups. I think they're a quartet, and they always have a bass who's way down there. I have a low bass voice, but not like this guy. He can hit the bottom and do it well. This particular song, Fancy Free, is about a man who's letting his lady friend go. He's setting her free, and he says it's what's best. That's what's best to do, and to let go and realize that though he still loves her, she needs to go on. Well, that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. If you're in a relationship and it ends, to be able to appreciate what you've had and not be bitter about what you've lost and not blame the person who's leaving. It's quite a mental feat. And something well worth doing, learning how to do, trying to do. I haven't been terribly successful myself. However, the singer of this song does. So this is How to Set Fancy Free.
I I'm setting Fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess she don't know just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams, I'm setting Fancy free. Yes, I'm setting Fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting Fancy free. Oh Lord, you just don't know how it hurts to say goodbye. She did her best to stay. I can't say she did not try. I just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting Fancy free. Yes, I'm setting Fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting Fancy free. Yes, I'm setting Fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting Fancy free. Yes, I.
That was Fancy Free by the Oakwood Boys. And next up is something. Yeah, sometimes I like a song partly just because it's so different. This is one of those. It's a group I first heard in Canada, and they're called Fine Young Cannibals. They're British, and they have just a unique sound. This particular song, She Drives Me Crazy, is the first one I ever heard by them, recorded in 1988. And it's just, it's different and catches a mood. And I find the drum beat, the or whatever that sound is, I don't know, you'll hear it, it's a pop sound. That's part of the character of this song, makes it interesting. So this is Fine Young Cannibals, which is a crazy name, singing She Drives Me Crazy. Thank you. She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals. Well, next up is something a little different. This is Happy Traum. Happy Traum is a folk singer from the Bronx, New York. He was in the same sort of milieu that I was in for many years. I think I heard him perform live several times. And he also had a famous recording set. His first recorded music was with on an album with Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes, and Pete Seeger. Pretty good company for a beginner. But this particular song, which is called American Stranger, is about as unpretentious as a song can get. It's just a simple song, and he does it well. It tells a story. So it's a man whose heart gets broken but keeps pressing on, and he's a stranger in this land. That's my reading. So here we go. Listen for the story to American Stranger by Happy Traum.
Stranger to this country from America I came. No one here that knows me yet can tell my name. I landed in this country to wander for a while. Far from my bonnie darling, I'm many a weary mile. I travel this country both early and late. Trials have been many and my hardships have been great. I courted a bonnie lass, but she jilted me right plain. Oft times she has denied me, but I'll try her again. Some say I'm rakish, some say that I am wild. Some say I am guilty, the lass is to beguile. But I'll prove them lying folk if you come along with me and be my lovely darling on the plains of America. Compliments to Nancy who lives on yonder hill. Likewise unto Betsy, she's a lass I like full well. I would give my love to Maggie, she's my heart's delight. I could roll her in my arm for a year long winter's night. Or the ship that's on the salt, salt sea may sail without a sail. The little wee wee fishes grow until they turn into muckle whales. In the middle of the ocean they may grow a rowan tree. Before that I prove false to her that's given her love to me. So send me word, my darling, and westward I will sail. On a packet out of Leith, my dear, with a swift and a pleasant gale. And when that I am landed, you'll plight your troth with me. And we'll sing and dance together on the plains of America.
That was American Stranger by Happy Traum. And I identify with that one too. But here's an interesting one that I identify with. This is Yesterday When I Was Young, sung by Roy Clark. It's just dripping with poignancy and meaning. I first heard it when I was about 30. And now, many years later, I hear it again and listen to it. I got it then. I understood it then. But I didn't, you know, I wasn't there. Now I am there. And I can look back to when I first heard the song, when I was young. So he catches something about the life, one's life as one grows old and how your perspective changes. And looking back, how beautiful parts of it were. And there are songs about how beautiful parts of it are now. But this one focuses on Yesterday, When I Was Young by Roy Clark.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on wind and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what long was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the worst and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young.
Yesterday, When I Was Young by Roy Clark. Next come one that's sort of hard to get into at first. It goes a little slow. It's called Good Thing, Angels Running by Patty Larkin. I find, for me though, it grows on me. It starts off kind of low-key, and you kind of wonder where it's going. But after a while, you kind of get a sense, a mood. She's portraying a particular mental state, I guess you'd call it. And it'll take you there if you let it. So try to let Patty Larkin's Good Thing, Angels Running, take you on a little mental trip.
Seen enough, and I know enough to know. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing to let go. Well, I've been around, I've been up and down, until I've been out of control. With your world all in motion, gotta put a ball and a chain on your soul. All those angels running, picking up the pieces, putting back together hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it, it's a bad thing to let go. Charge across in a golden chariot, but you will never be home. I had dreams like distant thunder, I had hope like a prayer unheard. And this is nothing less than perfect, less than perfect world. All those angels running, picking up the pieces, putting back together hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing to let go.
That was Good Thing, Angels Running by Patty Larkin. Well, it's time to take a break and tell you who we are. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. We're the radio station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon in the southwest tip of the state of Virginia. About a little over 100 miles, I guess, west of Roanoke, Virginia. And people consider Roanoke the far west in Virginia. Anyway, we also have a streaming site, WEHCFM.com, so you can listen to us there. So if you can't pick us up on regular, we have about a 35-mile radius with our sun-powered broadcasting station. But we also go out on the web, so get us at WEHC, that's Emory Henry College, EHC, WEHCFM.com, and you can hear us streaming anywhere in the world. You don't need to miss Wombats and Music. You can hear it from anywhere, including Japan. Now, here come some wombats. I think I've got more or less three in a row. The first is from a Fred Waring album. Fred Waring was a very famous musician back in the 40s and 50s, and he did a number of things. This particular album was called God's Trombones, and it was a collection of readings and poems with music from a poem named James Weldon Johnson. And this particular one is called Go Down Death, and I find it moving. It's from a point of view, a Christian believing point of view, and it reaches into the heart. So this is Fred Waring's orchestra singing, well, performing, I should say better, because there's a reading in here. Go Down Death.
Death come to my house, it didn't stay long. I look on the bed and my mother was gone. When will I see my mother again?
She is not dead. She's resting in the bosom of Jesus. Heartbroken husband, weep no more. Grief-stricken son, weep no more. Left lonesome daughter, weep no more. She's only just gone home. Day before yesterday morning, God was looking down from his great high heaven. Looking down on all his children, and his eye fell on Sister Caroline tossing on her bed of pain. And God's big heart was touched with pity, with everlasting pity. And God sat back on his throne and commanded that tall, bright angel standing at his right hand, "Call me death." And that tall, bright angel cried in a voice that broke like a clap of thunder, "Call death, call death." And the echo sounded down the streets of heaven until it reached away back in that shadowy place where death waits with his pale white horses. And death heard the summons, and he leaped on his fastest horse, as pale as a sheet in the moonlight. Up the golden streets death galloped, and the hooves of his horse struck fire from the gold, but they didn't make a sound. Up death rode to that great white throne and waited for God's command. And God said, "Go down, death. Go down to Savannah, Georgia. Down in Yamacraw and find Sister Caroline. She's borne the burden and the heat of the day. She's labored long in my vineyard and she's tired. She's weary. Go down, death, and bring her to me." And death didn't say a word. But he loosed the reins on his pale white horse and he clamped the spurs to his bloodless side, and out and down he rode through heaven's pearly gates, passing suns, moons, stars. Death rode, and the foam from his horse was like a coming in the sky. On death rode, leaving the lightning splash behind. Straight on down he came. While we were watching about her bed, she turned her eyes and looked away. She saw what we couldn't see. She saw old death. Old death coming like a falling star. But death didn't frighten Sister Caroline. He looked to her like a welcome friend. And she whispered to us, "I'm going home." And she smiled and closed her eyes. And death took her like a little baby and held her in his icy arms, but she felt no chill. Then death began to ride again, out beyond the evening star, up beyond the morning star, out into that glittering light of glory and on to that great white throne. And there he laid Sister Caroline on the loving breast of Jesus. And Jesus took his own hand and wiped away her tears and smoothed the furrows from her face. And the angels sang a little song. And Jesus rocked her in his arms and kept saying, "Take your rest, take your rest, take your rest. Weep not, she is not dead. She's resting in the bosom of Jesus."
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my Lord.
I'm one to sing my mother again.
That was "Go Down, Death" by the Fred Waring Arrangers from an album called God's Trombones. Well, next comes a, it's kind of a wombat because it's so different. This is a Rudyard Kipling poem called "A Smuggler's Song." I find a number of songs I like a lot turn out to be Rudyard Kipling poems. He wrote them not as songs but as poems. This one is a story from the 18th century of smugglers. At that time, England had a very tight tax and was sort of clamping down on the people, and local people began to smuggle. And a very famous group were the cutthroat smugglers. The cutthroat smugglers of Carlton, I think it is. Anyway, they were a tough group. And in the town, they were supported by the people. The people hated the British tax. So Sussex, it was. When the instructions were to the children, you know, ignore the smugglers. And if you find their things, don't touch them. So let this go. And I'm going to read you a little bit of it first. Then I'm going to play a version of the song by Tony Roberts and Robert Barron. John Roberts and Tony Barron. Both of whom I knew fairly well. They were performers at the weeks I went to and the weekends. British guys, characters, heavy drinkers, not real heavy drinkers, but just sort of wild people, and played banjo and guitar and sang, and we're going to play for you the Smuggler song. But I'm going to read you the first verse, though. I have a recording of it being read by a British person, which is great, but we don't play recordings on the shows. That we have some copyright issues. But I'll read you this. This is "A Smuggler's Song" by Rudyard Kipling, and I'll just read you the first few verses. "If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blind or looking at the street. Then ask no questions, isn't told a lie. What's the war, my darling, while the gentlemen go by? 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy and the parson, bassy for the clerk, laces for a lady, letters for a spy, and watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the wood lump if you chance to find little barrels roped and tied, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play, but put the brushwood back again, and they'll be gone next day." So that's the flavor of the song. And now we're going to hear John Roberts and Tony Barrett perform it and see if you can and feel that story going on in there. "Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by."
If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, Don't go drawing back the blinds, nor looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk, laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the wood lump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine. Don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brushwood back again, they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat all cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you see King George's men all dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty names and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you know cause to run and look until the house dogs bark. Trusty's here and pinchers here, and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow while the gentlemen go by. You've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentlemen along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Them that asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
That was The Smuggler's Song, sung by John Roberts and Tony Barron. And I can feel the tension and the mystery. Now, the next one's kind of a wombat, because I recorded it live at a concert. It's a friend of mine, Gil Braswell. He was the owner and manager with his wife, Amy, of Capo's Music Store in Abingdon, which closed last year. To my dismay, I took music lessons there and had my instruments repaired and really loved that store, and very disappointed when Gil chose to close it. He is a good instrument player, a good singer, and he's performed at the Barter a number of times. They use him as a kind of journeyman musician, sticking him in different positions and sometimes on short notice. But this particular one, he sang solo with a mandolin, and I thought it was a great, great piece of music. So I recorded it, and I'm going to play it now. This is called God Is With Us by Gil Braswell. Yes.
Skies don't seem to be as dark as usual. Stars seem brighter than they've been before. Deep inside I feel my soul is stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land, that a child who has been protected from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is with us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts he will dwell. God is with us, God is with us. Peace on earth is not so out of reach. If we can find strength, mercy, and forgiveness, he has come to save. He is all of these. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is with us, God is for us, God is with us. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts he will dwell. God is with us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. Help me, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive
was Gil Braswell singing God is with us. I think he started off on the mandolin, but that was definitely a banjo at the end. Well, we've got time for one more song. This is Roseanne Cash singing Runaway Train. And sometimes life, not just romance, she's talking about romance, but sometimes life feels like a runaway train. And if you've ever had that experience, this will capture it for you. And if you haven't had that experience, hang on. This is the way it feels.
I'm worried about you. I'm worried about me. The curves around midnight aren't easy to see. Flashing red warnings, unseen in the rain. This thing has turned into a runaway train. Long distance phone calls, a voice on the line. Electrical miles, but soften the time. Dynamite too is hooked on the wire, and so are the rails of American flyers. Blind boys and gang. Pay up in blood when this marker comes due.
Runaway Train by Roseanne Cash. Well, we've just got time to throw in a little piece of the last song. This is You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys, and I'll start next week's show with it. That's all I can fit in this week. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to end the show and to ask you what I ask you to do every week, and that is to join me in celebrating. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.